Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Stalled talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war are expected to resume in earnest in Qatar as soon as Sunday. That's according to two Egyptian officials. Now, Hamas has given mediators a new proposal for a three-stage plan that would end the fighting. Israel sending negotiators for the new talks. Warnings are growing about Israel's planned military attack on Rafah in southern Gaza, where more than half of the territory's population now shelters, and thousands have rallied in Tel Aviv to protest against the government. German railway operator has resumed talks with train drivers and union in a long dispute, VOA's Alexis Strope. Hunger soars and aid dwindles as gangs in Haiti suffocate the country.
One of the shelters for displaced families in the capital, Port-au-Prince, hundreds fight to get to the cooked meals distributed by the World Food Programme. Jean-Martin Bauer, director of the World Food Programme for Haiti, told the AP,
"The baseline level of food insecurity in Haiti is 4.35 million people. It's a huge number for a country of 11 million people."
He added that 1.4 million people are just one step away from famine. Officials are trying to rush food, water, and medical supplies to makeshift shelters and other places as gang violence suffocates lives across Port-au-Prince and beyond, with many trapped in their homes. I'm Karen Chamas.
A suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels saw an explosion detonated near a ship in the Gulf of Aden, potentially making their latest assault on shipping through the crucial waterway leading to the Red Sea. The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center said the blast struck early Sunday as the ship passed Aden. This is VOA News. And Germany railway operator has resumed the talks with the train drivers and the union in a long dispute.
A union representing many German train drivers and the main national railway operator have resumed negotiations in a bitter dispute over working hours and pay. Both sides are optimistic that they will achieve a result next week. The GDL union has called for drivers of Deutsche Bahn out on strike repeatedly in the dispute that has dragged on for months. A walkout on Tuesday coincided with a strike by cabin crew at Lufthansa in a separate dispute, adding to disruption for travelers. The main sticking point in the dispute is GDL's demand for working hours to be reduced from 38 to 35 hours per week without a pay cut. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Niger's junta said Saturday the U.S. military presence in the country is no longer justified, making their announcement on state television after holding high-level talks with U.S. diplomatic and military officials this week. Niger plays a central role in the U.S. military's operations in Africa's Sahel region and is home to a major air base. A Hong Kong court on Saturday sentenced 12 people to prison terms for more than 4 years and nearly seven, an high-profile rioting case linking to the storming of the city legislature during a pro-democracy protest in 2019. Reuters' Ryan Chang.
The Legislative Council break-in on July 1st, 2019 saw protesters smashing windows, streaming inside the building in public anger over an extradition bill that would have allowed authorities to send people to mainland China for trial. It was a pivotal moment in the months of civil unrest in the city, which marked the boldest uprising against the Chinese Communist Party since the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests in Beijing. In sentencing, District Judge Lei Ziho described the incident as a serious blow to the city's rule of law. He sentenced actor Gregory Wong, who was earlier found guilty of rioting, to 6 years and 2 months in prison.
Boeing plane found to have missing a panel after a flight from California to southern Oregon. Details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
United Airlines may be looking for a missing external jet panel after finding one was missing when its plane arrived Friday in Medford, Oregon. The Boeing 737-800 had left San Francisco in the morning and landed without incident. An airline official says it wasn't known the external panel had fallen off until the plane was inspected on the ground post-flight. The gap was on the underside of the aircraft near where the landing gear deploys.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.